Guess who's back? It's me, Yaz. I know I've been gone for quite a while, you know, only 2 years. And yes, I'm saying 2 years because it's currently January 25th, 2022. It's been a crazy year, I guess you could say. 2021 was just full of surprises, happiness, sadness, love, everything you can think of. And I honestly just kind of didn't post. It was quite a busy year if I think about it. When I was taking a look back at my podcast, the last time I posted was summer of 2020, which is kind of sad to think about because I told myself that I was going to record every week, make an episode, and I guess that just wasn't realistic for, you know, myself. But yeah, excuse me. Just, you know, it feels good to be back. It feels good to kind of get back to doing something that I do enjoy, and that's kind of, you know, doing this little podcast, even if it's just five people listening to it or one. Just makes me feel good talking about life and sharing it with others. So, welcome back to episode 3. Episode 3, when I recorded the intro for this episode, it was January 25th, 2022, and now it is October 6th, 2022. Funny how I told myself I would try and do this more often, but honestly, not even trying to make excuses, but like, life really does happen. Like, I've kind of taken a step back and just been enjoying every minute and just like second of my life and just being more present and living in the moment, because you never really know what's going to happen next. You don't know what's going to happen the next second, the next minute, the next hour, which is scary thing about life, but that's why everyone should just enjoy and really be try and be present and hug the ones you love, express the love for the ones that you love, and just try your hardest to kind of just live life to the fullest. As cheesy as that sounds, it's like how it should be. 2021 was definitely an ups and down type of year, especially with COVID and just working from home and just kind of adapting into this new world, honestly, because life was just so different a year ago than what it is now. I moved, I got engaged, I cried, I laughed, everything. I felt every emotion last year, and I'm still living those emotions this year. I am super excited to be getting married next year, and let me tell you, planning a wedding is definitely a stressful thing, but I'm just happy and blessed to have the people that I love by my side and helping me plan this beautiful event in my life. But anyways, before I skip all the way forward, COVID was definitely an interesting time, I think, for all of us. I think we could all say that thank God it's almost over, because obviously it's not fully over. There's still people out there who are extremely sick, and people out there who like are still living through this, you know, virus and all the things that come with it. I actually ended up testing positive for COVID earlier this year, and I will say it was the most miserable 4 days of my life. It was just full of fevers, body aches. I literally didn't leave my bed and my couch the whole day. Like, I'm just glad it only lasted for 3 days. The fourth day was more of like, I just felt stuffy. I did lose my smell and taste for a few weeks, but it slowly started to come back. So I'm just grateful that that did come back, because what is the point of living at that point? But a lot of our friends and family members did get COVID, and thankfully everybody was able to get through it fine, and everyone's vaccinated, everyone's boosted. And I understand there's many people out there, even of those who are listening, that have different views on vaccines and the COVID situation, and I'm not saying, you know, go get vaccinated or anything like that. Like, I respect everyone's opinion, everyone's decisions. Like, it's just called being respectful of other people. So I totally understand, and, you know, like, just happy we're in 2022 saying, like, we don't have to wear masks everywhere, which is so nice. If I'm being honest, like, I hated wearing a mask. I will say, in the winter time last year, it was actually pretty nice, because here in the East Coast, it gets super snowy, super freaking cold. So the mask was actually super helpful, and I actually enjoyed wearing a mask because it made me less cold. So that was like the only plus sign about this. And I will say, I didn't get as sick as I usually do, because obviously, like, wearing a mask, you're not, you know, getting all these germs from when you're walking around or in a plane or an airport or a closed place where, like, people are coughing and sneezing. But I do enjoy the freedom of not having to wear one now. Just want to make sure that everyone's staying safe out there, and just really being careful and mindful of others that don't have as good of immune system as others. But what a 2021 is, like, year, I will say. But I will keep this episode kind of short and sweet, just like a, you know, like a little, hey, like a little appetizer for episode 4, which will be coming soon, I promise. Maybe I'll have a few surprise guests that you guys probably don't even know, but they will be surprise guests for me. But yeah, it feels really nice to kind of like give a very brief, broad update on things. And I just really do enjoy being able to talk about anything, even if like 5 people are only listening, maybe 10, who knows. But just enjoying the little things. And again, like, my best advice for everyone is just be present. Just be present. Live your life to the fullest, because if I have learned anything, is life is way too short, and you just really gotta enjoy that shit. Live it up to the fullest, and I really mean that. See you next time.